Network Marketing 2.0 Show, Episode 020. For show notes, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. In this particular episode, we're going to be talking about how to succeed in network marketing. This is a second part to a Network Marketing 2.0 mini-series. It's the second part of seven. So welcome back. We're talking about how to succeed in network marketing today by turning recruiting into a fun project that actually changes lives more than traditional methods. Okay, so don't forget about the special gift that I have for you. I'm going to give you a free ticket to my Network Marketing 2.0 workshop. It's a $97 value. It has your executing plan and template. All you have to do is copy and paste. But let me finish my story. In December 2005, I made my first $10,000 check, and I spent $5,000 of it on my, $5,000 on buying my fourth car. It was my fourth car, a 2000 Chrysler Concord. Actually, my first car was an Honda Prelude, which I purchased back in 1998. My second car was, that one ran into an accident. My second car was a 1993 Mazda Prodigy. My third car was a Chrysler Cirrus, which is 1995 Chrysler Cirrus. So that was the car that I used. In fact, the transmission was acting up when I made my first check of $10,000 in December of 2005. And I spent $5,000 of that on it. So by the end of 2006, the total transaction I had created was $3,058,000. I actually had an $82,000 day net income in 2006, after which I actually went numb for like 24 hours. After that, I couldn't talk about it. Okay. I couldn't talk about it. It was just weird. It was unreal. Okay. But anyway, here we are today. So my lifestyle all those times were less than $2,000 per month. No employees, just a one-man business with freelance partners. So I got married to my beautiful wife, Lola, in August of 2007, and I had my first son, Tumi, in June of 2008. Then the market crashed in 2008. Right, Tommy, huh, right? So my product and services at the time was directly attached to the health of the economy. Besides, everyone got affected, right? But as you can imagine, I had some decent savings. In February of 2009, I stumbled across internet marketing. I invested about $300 in a course, and I learned a lot about internet marketing within 48 hours. As usual, I'm an action taker. I decided to execute on advertising on Google AdWords, which is the platform that Google allows you to advertise to people that are searching for certain search phrases, right? So just like you right now, when you want to search for something, if you're looking for something, you're looking for to buy a cologne, you go on Google, you search for cologne for men, and then boom, somebody is there advertising, right? So there you have it. So I learned that skill and I decided to advertise. My first campaign went live and it was exciting. 5 minutes later, Google charged my credit card for $700 and change. WTF. What happened? Well, life happened. I targeted a keyword search phrase that attracted too many unqualified prospects to the webpage I was advertising from Google. I did make one sale of $47. Okay. Secondly, the second reason why that didn't work, that I tried to sell without building a relationship first. That's what happened, you know. So I was pretty much executing, without having, practice. So I practiced with $700. That was a $700 class and it hurt. As I was going through the training more, my old mentor, Anthony, called me over to his apartment for a short business opportunity presentation in April of 2009. It was network marketing, and it was my second time of seeing, or maybe third time actually. First time was in 2001. The second time was around 2005 by a friend. You know, the whole idea of chasing family and friends around has always been a turnoff for me. But by 2009, selling has been a fun thing for me. You know, I've had some experience. I've had some success in building businesses. So I'm not intimidated by having to approach people about buying something any longer. So as I was going through that training, he called me over to his apartment. This was April of 2009. It was network marketing, and it totally distracted me from internet marketing that I was learning. Okay. I didn't understand it, but I joined anyway because of my previously multiple million-dollar relationship that I had with him. Okay. All right. So quick tip on how to succeed in network marketing. Building relationship equity is the number one money-making activity, and I will give you the simple steps to doing that soon, okay? The investment for joining at that time, you know, I joined my friend because of the relationship without knowing what I was joining at the point. I paid $500 with a commitment to $29.95 per month after that. After receiving the kit in the mail, I went through it, I watched the DVD, and then it made sense. I had my first home meeting and packed the room with 23 people. After calling 100 and confirming that 50 would attend, 23 actually showed up and two people joined. Okay? Two people joined. I was excited. The following day, one of them called me for instructions on how to get her money back. Right? That's really funny, but not really. It was devastating, but I built a thicker skin. It was now about speed and not one person that fell off or stayed on. It's a numbers game. Another tip on how to succeed in network marketing in today's digital age. Success loves speed. Hope deferred maketh the heart weak. That's the scriptures. My other new business partner did one home meeting with only one person showing up. That was his brother. We just came from Africa and actually lives with him. The same story repeated itself a few times, or at least similar stories. It was predictable. I was recruiting, but they couldn't duplicate. Why? I had influence due to my previous success in business. It's that simple. Okay? And I didn't exactly know it like that at the time. I was taught to expect duplication. Liars. Since most people don't have that kind of influence, I needed to solve that problem. Okay? I needed to solve that problem. As a leader, it was my responsibility. By now, my upline, Anthony, who introduced me, had already quit the business. He quit the business. Again, I'm the leader, and the presence of an upline is simply irrelevant. Okay? Does that make sense to you? It's irrelevant. So here's a quick tip, another quick tip on how to succeed in network marketing or in business, period. Detach the relevance of your success to the presence of your upline. What matters is the presence of the right team and community. Remember that if you're in the right team, you can still win championships, even if you suck. Okay. So then my brother joined me because he was getting tired of the corporate American dream too. We went to all the national events in Charlotte, North Carolina, Anaheim, California, Detroit, Michigan, and more. After about 3 months, I received a $12 check in the mail from the network marketing company for my efforts. So nice, huh? You know, but it was residual. That's what they claim. Well, I did learn a lot about building organizations and a lot of leadership value. That's priceless to me, my friend. That's priceless. Around August of 2009, my brother Shola, again, told me about the concept he stumbled across online called magnetic sponsoring. As usual, I ignored him. He's younger, so that was my natural habit at the time, okay? He's a big boy now. Well, he's my business partner now too. In September 2009, I stumbled across it again as attraction marketing through a guy who was all the way, in UK. I think he's still in UK. His name, Ket Sang Tai. He's a Chinese kid in UK. He used a platform called the MLM Lead System Pro, now my Lead System Pro, MLSP for short. I invested about $600 in myself instantly. because it made sense to be chased after and not being the chaser. It was late evening and middle of the night for the people in the UK. The concept made so much sense to me and I had an epiphany. He just made $300 while he was probably sleeping. Kensington Tower was actually a medical doctor. So, I mean, making $300 while you're sleeping, that's another light bulb went off in my head. It was 10 steps to set up the system. I found the internet marketing ad, invested $1,000 in learning. Remember, I invested $300 and then $700 mistake, right? I found it useful all over again. A few weeks later, they had an online workshop where this other kid gave value by teaching us a cool web traffic generation strategy. By the end of the webinar, he made $13,000. Another light bulb went off. Here's a quick tip again. Another quick tip on how to succeed in network marketing without selling. Give value and you will receive. You shall receive. That's the scriptures as well, okay? After 6 months later, which is now 2010, Shola and I reached the online celebrity status with over 1500 index pages of value on major search engines using the attraction marketing concept. We were attracting over 50,000 unique visitors online. We were on every leader's board and everyone wanted to find out what we were up to. We got featured on the top two online networkers platform. Alright, excuse me. We got featured on the top two online networkers platform. Guess what? We still had duplication issues. We still did. We could make enough money to make a living. In fact, we were taking care of two households, okay? But we could not break through the ceiling. There's a ceiling there and we could not break through it, okay? We could not break through the ceiling. That's a big deal, okay? That's a big deal when you're trying to build a business. Well, on the next episode of this mini series, I will dive into how we totally destroyed the spirit of lack of duplication forever. If I share with you how to succeed in network marketing without suppressing duplication disease, it's of no use, okay? Because you're in here for freedom, right? You're trying to learn how to achieve freedom. So stay tuned and I will see you on part 3 of this mini series, and peace. Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation, for show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.